The end game for the Rapid Support Forces is to consolidate control over entire Western Sudan. This means the five Darfur states and the Kordofan region, which comprises three federal states as well. And this way, the Rapid Support Forces would be in a position to have control over territory and to be in a stronger negotiating positions when finally there are serious talks for ending the conflict and setting in place the political dispensation in the post-conflict period. Rapid Support Forces, therefore, want to come to these negotiations from a position of strength, and they are proving it on the ground in Darfur and in Kordofan.
So it seems, it would seem to an observer from the outside that the RSF might be shifting its focus just to focus on Darfur, but also Khartoum is still not peaceful. They are consolidating their influence in Darfur, like you just mentioned, while continuing on the other front in Khartoum, in the capital. Is that correct?
Khartoum, the Rapid Support Forces is reckoned to have control over you know, about 80%, you know, the percentages vary, but they are all very high in terms of territorial control of the Rapid Support Forces in the three, you know, in the three cities that comprise the capital of Sudan. The situation there is one of military stalemate. It hasn't changed from the first day of the war, which is that the Sudanese army is on the defensive, holding on to three or four remaining military bases, including the headquarters of the Sudan Armed Forces, the Engineers Corps in Omdurman, the Armored Corps, you know, in Khartoum South, and you know, the air base in Wadi Saidna. And what we have seen from day one in this destructive war are attempts by the Sudan Armed Forces to break the siege and offensive by Rapid Support Forces to expand and to tighten that siege. We have seen them in recent days, you know, launching a major offensive against Jabal Awliya, the town to the south of Khartoum, which has the Jabal Awliya Dam on the White Nile, and they have taken the army base there and controlled the dam out of yesterday. Therefore, the Rapid Support Forces is still to reckon with militarily in the capital. In Darfur, the situation has been somewhat similar because the army was confined to its garrison towns in the capital of the federal states of the five Darfur states. And what has happened is that there have been recent offensives and Rapid Support Forces overrunning army positions in each of the capitals and therefore expanding its control and making it formal.
The latest being in Adén, the capital of East Darfur State. They captured Niala before that. Jenena is effectively under their control. Zalinje, what does Darfur under RSF control look like?
We have seen how Darfur under RSF looks like already. RSF is not a governing authority. It's not a regular force per se. It remains, you know, very typical, you know, militia with uncontrolled, you know, conduct by its soldiers. We have seen massive ethnic cleansing occurring in West Darfur, killing of civilians, humiliation, and massive rapes. Destruction follows the RSF wherever they go. So in each of these cities that were overrun by the RSF since the end of October until today, there have been massive looting of markets and of properties and whatever has value in these cities. So they create, you know, death and destruction and massive looting, you know, atrocity crimes in places they take control of. And they don't have the pretense of acting as a responsible governing authority. We have seen Abdelrahim Degalu, the field commander of the Rapid Support Forces, instructing his senior military officers to take control of the military zones formerly held by the Sudan Armed Forces, but leaving to civilians and to the traditional leadership the business of running the affairs of the citizens, which tells you that the Rapid Support Forces doesn't even pretend that it has, you know, the credibility or the moral standing of a governing, you know, liberating authority anywhere.